Drudge.
Welcome back,
okay, campers, rise and shine, and don't forget your booties because it's cold out there today.
Wow, what an intro.
Happy Groundhog's Day to all who celebrate.
Yep. Who celebrates Groundhog's Day?
Literally many people. It's kind of the whole reason why Groundhog Day is a thing is because people celebrate. Mm-mm. Or observe. Is observe Groundhog Day?
Yeah, observe.
Groundhog's Day? I always get confused.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog
There's
Day?
There's just one groundhog.
Are you ready to go
this
on record?
This is a really fascinating way to start our episode. Number seven.
Get on board.
Look at us go.
Yeah.
We're consistent.
Now I'm self-conscious about
the topics.
Just me showing up as myself.
Sorry,
so I appreciate
sorry.
That. Shame on me. Shame on you. Shame on.
Shame on
episode
the listeners.
Seven yeah. of Shame on Me. Mm-hmm. Who knows what it's going to be called, but
we'll find out.
We'll have a good time making the title or like picking the title.
We always
and making
do.
The description.
We always do.
Yeah.
It's a little unhinged usually. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to start off with today?
Well, I think we have to start off with the fact that Drudd not here. Just kidding. Drudd is here.
You have me going. Yeah. I was confused.
Can you imagine if I just pretended Drudd was not here the entire episode?
Drudd is here. Drudd has no microphone.
No microphone. Drudd has no computer.
No computer. Drudd has one topic to suggest, a listener
yes.
topic.
Listener topic.
Probably some snarkiness to provide.
Yeah, probably. Okay, yep. Drudd, I have a question for you. What pronouns would you like us to use? Because we have been all over the place with your pronouns. So I think we need to clarify. Okay.
She, her.
We will use Drudd, she,
Drudd
her.
Is using she and her.
Because we have been really.
And Drudd.
And Drudd.
And Drudd. Drudd's pronoun is Drudd.
Okay.
Got it.
I just wanted to clarify that before I forgot. I wrote it on my list of things to ask.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because I did feel like we needed to clarify.
So our weekly catch up. Does anybody want to start with how late I was today?
You were late.
I was late.
Yeah.
I'll own that.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where, like, once you begin to be late, you're like...
It just snowballs.
Ah, damn.
You left probably after the time you were supposed to be here.
Wrong. 10:55.
Oh, 5 minutes yeah. before you were supposed to be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it was a little surprising. I was finishing up a little thing that I needed, or at least...
Wanted?
Forced myself to finish up.
Okay.
I also made some bread today that finally worked
Ooh,
out.
So where
I've been
is
doing,
it?
Up your butt. I've been doing no need bread. And every time I've seen like a video, it's just been somebody like pouring the water in and being like, they just kind of like throw their hands in a little bit
yeah.
and they're like, boom, mixed. I did it.
That seems just like it wouldn't work.
No. And then I watched another, cause it just like makes it's lumpy.
Yeah.
And it's lumpy on the outside.
Drudd
it's lumpy
is
already on the inside.
Texting.
Yeah. Drudd's done. Drudd's out of here. Drudd came. I don't know. Just for the shame based reasons.
Yeah.
Not for any.
Yeah. So we can stop bothering.
They've
her.
Got a social media idea. So that's a start.
Sorry to interrupt your story. I just,
yeah. Back to my bread.
Yeah. Back to your bread.
Let's get that bread. So today I actually like mixed it.
Okay.
Mixed it well with like a mixing spoon. I think I need to get a silicone spatula as well.
Yeah.
But it...
It was good?
It worked out pretty good.
A little disappointed.
I was able to like
you
actually shape
any.
It. Well, do we want a little red hen it? Old mother hen?
What does
red
that mean?
Chicken red hen? The hen? The hen and the bread? The bread and
do
the hen?
Do we know what's happening right now?
My name is a hen, and I'm making this bread. Will you grind the flour with me?
Can you?
No. Will you? I feel like I hear something.
Hannah's in the toy bin. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and our dishwasher's going.
Oh, okay. Little Red Hen. I'm pretty sure that's
what
a...
What the fuck are you talking about?
The Little Red Hen is an American fable. Disgusting.
Oh, tariffs in place. We can't read anything that is American.
Boycotting the Little Red Hen. Honestly, it makes sense that the Little Red Hen is an American fable because it is just so fucking annoying. It's the hen that like is
never
asking everybody to like help them make bread, and then the other animals refuse every single time. And then when the bread is made, the animals are like, "Give me some of that bread." And the hen is like, actually, fuck you.
To be fair,
did this all myself.
You never asked us to help you make bread.
I didn't know you would have expected to eat the bread that I made.
Well, you're talking about it, and I'm just a little disappointed.
Would you help me plant the wheat?
You want to plant wheat?
Will you help me plant the wheat?
Where are you going to plant it?
In the ground. Will you help me plant the wheat?
No.
Will you help me harvest and mill the wheat
into
flour?
Oh, I don't
want you
to read the whole fucking poem.
Will you help me harvest and mill the wheat into flour?
We're going to get demonetized.
Will you help me harvest and mill the wheat into flour?
This is...
Will you... It is a yes or no question.
No, this is unhinged.
Will you help me bake the bread?
Yeah, I'll help with that.
Oh, okay. Then we'll bake bread next time.
Okay.
Then we get on the bread.
Podcast while we bake bread. Honestly, great content. Oh, Hannah found a ball. Good girl, Hannah. Oliver wants to play. Uh-oh.
In some of the books, the little red hen, though she did eat the bread all by herself, decides to give her friends another chance. That is, in the end.
What are you barking at?
That makes sense.
Come here. Rue, don't be a bee. Okay. I had a roller coaster of a Tuesday this week.
Okay.
I didn't tell you about it. It was a roller coaster.
Did I see you on Tuesday?
I saw you on Wednesday after the roller coaster.
After? Okay.
Yeah. So, Stefan and I went to a hockey game.
Can I pause?
Yeah.
Did you purposely not tell us about it so
for
that you
the
could
podcast?
Okay.
Yeah, for okay. sure. For sure. It felt weird.
I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Afterwards.
That's
but
a good idea.
Yeah.
Leave her alone, Rue. So Stefan and I went to a hockey game.
Oh.
And we were sitting on the glass. We were in row one.
Couldn't have been comfortable. Oh, row one. Okay. Against the glass, maybe would have been the
I simply cannot. And it was awesome. It was so much fun. It was so cool. They're like slamming into the boards in front of you. It's very loud.
Slam them.
They're huge. The
Were
players
you yelling
are massive.
Things?
I yelled a little bit.
I like it.
Yeah, I yelled a little bit.
And no voice gone.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that at one point. I was like, man, Jimmy's going to be pissed if I come to work tomorrow with no voice because I was yelling at the game.
Yelling at the boys.
He's going to be mad. Hockey butts, not the nicest butts. Just got to say. Football butts, much nicer.
I had no idea what you were talking about at that point.
You really see it when you're up close. They're just kind of like baggy and they got like a lot of like padding and weirdness.
It is a lot of padding.
Yeah. Whereas football butts, they're nice butts. Anyways.
Anywho.
And I'll bring her upstairs. Sorry, that's...
Please. I think you missed please.
Oh, I've got another shame on me moment from yesterday. Okay.
I believe you.
Anyways, so it was really, really fun. Super fun. So we're like walking back to our car after the game, and I realize I've missed a call from my brother. And the history to this part of the story is that for most of my life, if I get a phone call from family members, I'm immediately panicking.
Yeah.
Just immediately freaking out.
Yeah.
So I see that I've missed a call from my brother, and Stefan's like, oh, cue the anxiety. But
ding, ding, ding,
funny
ding, ding.
Enough, I wasn't that anxious.
You were ready.
I was like, no, I think I just, no, I've, it's been conditioned out of me. There hasn't been
really?
A lot of emergencies in the last couple years. Knock on wood, knock on wood, knock on wood.
This could bring up a really good juice segue, yeah.
Yeah, and so I actually, funny enough, wasn't that anxious.
Your
but I called him back.
Neural pathways have
I know.
Rewired.
Well, now they've rewired again.
Oh, okay.
But I kind of figured he was calling to talk about the game, was what I figured.
Oh, does that happen often?
No, but I just like he knew we were sitting on the glass. Like I think he knew it was a fun game.
Uh-huh.
Like it was a team that Stefan loves, so that kind of thing.
Oh.
And then I called, and he was like, "I lost my cat. I need you to come help us find the cat."
There we go.
So we were. Like, I was like, "Oh,
this
shit.
This is why you've been anxious the whole time.
Yeah,
you've been waiting for this."
And I was like, "Okay, yeah, like we'll come over and help you find the cat." And then, like, we get in the car and we start driving. And then he texts and says he found his cat. And I was like, okay, so we don't have to go help him find the cat. So it was, like, a really low. And then it kind of went back up real quick.
Yeah.
And then we went home and we went to sleep. And then Rue woke up in the middle of the night and puked a bunch.
Oh.
So that was the end of our roller coaster. It was just...
Blech.
It was a... I wish you wouldn't.
Dogs puking is one of the saddest things that I
it is
witness,
sad.
Right?
And she was sad, and yeah. And then I had to be up for a while cleaning the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the roller coaster.
What was she puking up?
You want an answer to that question?
Yeah.
Okay, just bile.
Oh, man.
But then it's like really hard to clean because you're like, this is going to stain
it's
my carpet.
So yellow.
Yeah, exactly.
And it like even like I feel like bile is the most sad thing for
yeah.
dogs to be puking up,
yeah.
right?
It is. And then so I was like clean the carpets, but I didn't put on my glasses because I was like, I can't commit to being this awake. Like if I put on my glasses, I'm gonna be too awake. So I really had no idea how clean the carpets were. And it was really gonna be a test in the morning when I looked to see if I'd clean.
How'd it go?
Amazing, actually.
And it's that Virgo rising.
It was crazy.
You know exactly, it is muscle memory. The right way to clean something is just baked into
it's
your
true.
Bones.
It's true. Yeah, so that's all I got.
Thanks for the laughter. That was nice.
That was my roller coaster.
Yeah.
Of a Tuesday. It was just a small roller coaster.
Hannah puked on Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Did I not tell you about this?
I can't remember. No, I think you might have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole onion ring saga.
We've talked about puke far too often
on
this podcast.
It's interesting that your dog puked Tuesday. My dog puked Wednesday. She was kind of forced to. but the vet was like, you know, she's just like the sweetest dog.
Aww.
She's really just like the best little patient.
Cute.
Even when she was like throwing up, she would like look up at the vet and just like wag the tail. And he's like, oh, you poor little thing.
Aw, she just loves everyone.
And then she had a bunch of like, they gave her charcoal.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards, too. And like, I don't know how they got it into her mouth or to like swallow it, but like it looked like she ate it because she had like a sooty beard attached. So. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they make it tasty.
Probably.
You think?
Yeah. Now that I'm... No.
So, with things that we want to talk about on the podcast...
Yes.
And, like, actively have to choose not to talk about for, like, a whole week...
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like normally we catch up about our evenings...
Yeah.
...at work.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what did you do?
Yeah.
But I didn't talk about it at all.
And it's usually like impactful things that we want to talk about on the podcast.
Yes.
And so it's like, oh my God, I'm just like holding in all of this, whatever it has made me, like whatever I've
impacted
gone through.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's, but also like, wow, what a little resilience building exercise where I don't just have to vomit everything.
That is true. We just get to wait a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll still have that time to express, but it doesn't have to be urgent.
We need the content.
We need the content. That's part of it. I have no idea what my checkup is or check-in.
Yeah. Do you have anything that happened this week?
You know, I think the thing that my biggest check-in is just like, wow, do I not only struggle with the thoughts that I have, but I struggle with the struggle of having
yeah,
those thoughts.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. I just get to like not trust anybody or anything.
Oh, good.
All the time.
That's fun.
Until I like finally come back down, and then I'm like disappointed in myself, and then having that disappointment triggers more disappointment.
My goodness.
And triggers more thoughts. So I think I need help.
Yeah, what a roller coaster.
I have my first new therapy session this week. So
love it.
Great timing. Wait, maybe that's true. I don't know.
You going in person, online?
In person, yeah.
In person.
Yeah.
It's not ChatGPT is what you're
saying.
No,
but I was talking to ChatGPT last night, and it was like, it's pretty... I don't know if anybody's using ChatGPT the way that I'm using ChatGPT, but it's pretty incredible. I'm like, because I'm talking about all these things, and then I'm also like, I need some fucking help here. I need to... Not necessarily... Because it always comes back to like... Oh, okay, I'm feeling this thing. I shouldn't be feeling this
yeah.
thing. I need to not feel this thing.
Yep.
Oh, I've got all these thoughts. All of these thoughts are wrong. And that means that the way that I'm feeling is wrong.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's like, I can just be disappointed.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what that feels like to just be disappointed and not have to like make a big fucking deal out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, even just like the struggle with the struggle. Now I'm like, okay, ChatGPT, these are the things that I'm interested in. Tell me how all of this relates to all of these concepts that I really find like a lot of meaning in. And it's like,
I got you.
I will. Let's fucking
go.
However, I am a little, you know, going back to the I don't trust anybody or anything.
Yes.
I was asking ChatGPT about the, I don't know if gender is the right word, but like for zodiac signs, the signs have like an assigned gender.
Okay.
And so I was asking, cause I was thinking about opposite signs as like things directly on the other side of the chart.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, it makes sense if opposite signs also have like opposing genders as well. Mm. That makes a little sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out opposite signs are all matched, with gender. And it told me that they were not matched. Like they did have opposite gender. Yeah.
GPT told you that they were opposite, but they're in fact not.
Yeah.
It gets things wrong sometimes.
It does.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yes, I got that one thing wrong. Everything else is right. And then in like the same answer, it's also like, yeah, they don't have opposite genders. So now I'm a little, that was like the first time that I was like, now I'm a little suspect of you.
Not when you tried to create the word scrambles for the work and it could not scramble the words.
Who could do that so easily, you know?
It was like shell and it put a P in the word or something.
And it wasn't even that it couldn't do it. It's that it couldn't do it all in one step.
True. You
I asked
give
it for the words,
word.
Then I asked it to scramble those words, but it couldn't give me words scrambled.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Right, if you break it up into a couple more manageable steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. So use it as therapy, not to create word puzzles.
And like, I wonder what people think of when I say that I use it for therapy. Not in the way that like I'm getting like advice from ChatGPT.
I live my life.
It's really just a responsive journal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I feel like, why not?
Yeah.
But you're seeing a real therapist in person. So that's cool too.
Yeah. They seem nice.
That's good.
We had like our little consult a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And is that your foot? Am I touching your foot? Sorry, dog.
Not dog, Dredd.
Doggy.
Dog. Okay, I have to say that we listened to episode 6 on the way out to Banff yesterday, and my mom was in the car.
Uh-huh.
And the part where we're talking about fucking other people, The Bachelorette, she was like, it's like, what? And I was like, I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry. And then you started laughing at one point, and she was like dying. She was like, that is the craziest laugh. And my brother was like, I know. So honestly, your laugh is what's keeping this podcast alive.
That was not it. That's interesting.
In a good way, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I really do hate the comparison to Jimmy Carr, though, but it is a pretty similar comparison.
Yeah.
But I think his just sucks.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
He also kind of...
Like, I'm just making a squeaky noise with the air coming in through my throat.
Oh, man. That was a roller coaster. Yesterday, when we were at the hot springs, we had a small interaction with a woman, and I'm not exactly sure what happened, but my brother and Stefan were waiting for my mom and I in the little hallway, and they were sitting on a bench, and they were taking up the entire bench. So... this woman's
what
comment.
What are you trying to say?
Well, like, there was people waiting to put on their shoes. And they were just, they were sprawled out. Their bags are everywhere. Stop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. And this woman made a comment to them after they got up. But I think it was related to the fact that I walked up to them. I did not say anything. I just said, let the women sit down. Referring to my mother and I don't know why I've said mother. I never call her mother, my mom and I. I know them. I know Stefan and my brother, so it was fine. They got up. It was kind of like a funny thing. And then as this woman left, she, like, my mom and I were putting on our shoes. She walked by and she said to Stefan or Jeremy, you can sit where I was sitting.
Warm
and
suits.
I'm not sure if it was a passive-aggressive comment directed at them for taking up a whole bench with just the two of them, or a passive-aggressive comment related or directed to me for being a bitch to them. And I was like, did you just think I walked up to two strangers and was like, let the women sit? Because that's, I do think that was what her comment was saying.
What a power move, though.
But I was like, I know them. I
should
would never say that to a stranger.
Write them a letter?
To the woman.
Drud, would you open that bag of snacks? are they shareable?
Having Drud here is kind of like having a studio audience because every once in a while she's laughing and that's making me feel really good about myself. Yeah.
That is Drud's role.
That is Drud's role.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
I hope they hate you.
I think they do. Like, shame on me, shame on them. Like, I was like, do you really think? And I just don't know. I want
to
know.
Is there anything more noble than giving up your seat to a woman?
Must
pregnant
be done.
Woman.
Yeah, pregnant woman.
Disabled woman.
Yeah. Well, and it's like.
Elderly woman.
I think my brother and they were really keyed into a conversation about sports, not really having a lot of awareness for what was happening around them.
Love sports.
You know, if someone was like, hey, can I sit where your bag is? They would have moved their shit. They just weren't like, just that, like, not having a ton of awareness in the moment. It wasn't like they were maliciously.
Shame on them for not having awareness.
Yeah, shame on them. Shame on everyone else for not asking them to move.
That's where all evil resides.
I am a hero.
Absolutely. So wait, Stefan and Jeremy were also sitting down?
They were sitting down on the bench.
With the people taking up a lot of space?
No, they were the people taking up a lot of space.
Oh!
They were taking up a whole bench.
Where were these women sitting?
In the bench beside them. So when I walked over and I told Stefan and Jeremy to stand up, these women were there and then they like walked by and they said, you can sit where we were sitting.
What if they were just like making a little joke?
It didn't sound jokey, but maybe. Shame on me for
reenact it.
She was like, oh, what did she say? She said, like,
you can sit where we were sitting.
She was like, you can go sit where we were sitting. Like a very, it was like an assertive, like, you are allowed to sit and put your shoes on. And they were like, we've already put our shoes on. And I was like, I think she was directing that comment toward me.
It's nice to see some female men's rights activists. You know, like
the world needs more.
Good for the men for getting the support where it's deserved.
How dare this woman?
Not at home, obviously.
No, Stefan's not allowed to sit down at home ever. He has to stand all the time.
How deep can we make this shaming for you? Do you think Jeremy's okay?
I think he's okay.
But like.
After that,
you lived with him for a long time.
He missed the entire life. He missed the entire exchange. He missed what the woman said to him. He literally, as we were walking out, I was like, oh man, she was not happy, I think, with me. And he was like, what are you talking about? Literally missed the entire situation.
He's just a boy.
He's just a baby.
He's just a boy.
Yeah, he has no idea. He's not going to listen to this. So
now we're talking about lack of awareness.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was it from yesterday.
I think you should have punched them.
The woman?
Yeah.
I should have gotten up off the bench.
What did you say to me?
What did you say to him? You talked about me to him?
You don't know us. You don't know me. This is my brother. What'd you say about my brother? My brother.
We had more people ask us this week if we were dating, and we had to tell them we were brother and sister.
I was really glad that they didn't push me on that.
On the brother and sister thing?
Yeah.
In what way?
Like, no, you're not. Like, they did. They just kind of accepted it.
I mean, even if they say, no, we're not, we just say, okay. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
Tell that to our mom. Tell that to the umbilical cord that we share.
God.
Yeah, do we want to be twins?
It's gone too far now.
No.
No. Yeah, twins would be funny. It is funny when we... Yeah.
Twins that are like three years apart?
4 years apart?
2 years apart. You're turning 31 this year.
I am turning 31.
2 years.
Thanks for outing me that.
2 years
oh
until
my gosh.
You're the same age
Listeners.
Jesus was when he died.
Ooh. It was Jimmy's birthday this week.
I had a birthday.
Jimmy is 33 years
Solar
old.
Solar return. 33, the age that Jesus was when he died.
Wow.
Allegedly.
It's the end.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
I did that just to piss you off.
God. Ugh. Yeah. I almost forgot again. Did forget again.
That it was my birthday?
Yeah. Remember you came in and said, it's my birthday. And I said, oh, thank you for telling me.
Okay. Was your gift to me based off of like guilt for how many times you had forgotten my birthday in the last 2 weeks? Or
potentially.
Was it like, is from the bottom of my
heart. I think if I'd remembered anyways, I still would have gotten you a gift. Okay. So like, I think probably a bit of both.
Yeah.
I did feel bad.
Really was the best gift I've ever received.
Yeah.
Okay, listeners, put it in the comments of what you think Janet gave me for my birthday.
Best gift.
And I will reveal it. Okay, you can pause it. Review. Leave a review. Do it now.
Leave a review.
5 stars.
Leave a comment. Make a guess. Dredd, what do you think? Oh, Dredd was there. Dredd knows what the gift was.
Dredd, do you remember what the gift was? Food.
Food.
Food's a good guess. And a root beer. Okay, Dredd has memory. Dredd is alive.
Dredd is alive. Dredd was there.
Okay, big reveal in 3, 2, 1. It was some loaded fries from Barbarito.
So the
and
fact
a root beer.
That that's the best gift Jimmy's ever gotten.
Not even a root beer. A choice between an iced tea and a root beer.
Honestly.
Which I think is even more special than just a root beer.
I kind of was surprised you picked the root beer, to be honest.
Do I not look like I...
No, but I know you don't love caffeine.
I feel like... Pop doesn't count for me.
That's fair.
Like, I was having a nap yesterday.
Oh, love a nap.
Oh, yeah. Great. Great times.
Great times.
But I was like, I laid down on the couch to read, and then I was like, I'm actually falling asleep.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to have like a 90-minute nap. I did consult ChatGPT on proper nap length, and it told me what I already knew.
90 minutes?
Either 15 minutes or 90 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Actually, that checks
once
out.
Once you cross that like, power nap mark, then your sleep inertia kicks
in. And you're
going
to feel bad. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, I opted for the 90 minutes.
Okay.
And right before I did it, I was like, I'm a little thirsty. And I just downed a can of Coke. Just like, as quick as you possibly could. And,
and
was
then
really
had a
90-minute
nap.
Yeah.
How did you wake up feeling?
It was dark and,
little,
you know, I already deal with
intense
things during the intense darkness. But it was fine. I forgot what I did the rest of the night. What did I do the rest of the night?
I don't know. I wasn't
nothing.
There.
I think nothing.
Okay. Well.
I ended up reading like one chapter.
It's not a lot.
No. Why did I bring this up? Caffeine, root beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, root beer, especially with, like, Mexican food, I normally get it when I get taco time as well.
Oh, look
just,
at this. Learning new things about you.
It's different. I usually have, like, a can of Coke when I eat supper. Mm. So it's nice
every
to
day?
Have... Not every day, but, like,
wow,
it's a nice little treat for me.
I'm learning so many things about you.
Yeah.
I mostly only drink water unless it has alcohol in it. That's kind of my rule. Or a little caffeine.
I'm just these are like the red flags that start appearing. Like, how often are you drinking water with alcohol in it?
No, not water, Janet. With alcohol in it. I'm saying
I'm pretty sure you said
that
was alcohol
what I said?
With water.
That's
or
not
water
what
with
I meant.
Alcohol.
I meant I'll drink water, and if I'm not drinking, like, that's pretty much the only thing I'll drink, especially past my morning caffeine. Unless...
Yeah, especially, okay, so you're like, wow, I can't believe you drink a Coke every night for supper.
I wasn't disgusted.
Like,
I was surprised.
I get a massive refresher every single day, and
I
forget that this isn't water.
Okay, other than that, like, at night, if I'm not drinking water, I want my drink to have alcohol in it. Like, I don't want to drink pop. I don't think I'm making
sometimes
this better for
can,
myself.
Yeah, no. And like, you know, I'll have like a whole host of drinks when I'm eating. If I have like some wine on hand, I'll have like a little glass of wine. Mm-hmm. I'll also still have the Coke. And then I might even toss some water in because I'm like, this isn't the best look for me.
If someone walked in right now, I want them to see that my Stanley is beside.
It's not even that I'm just having two drinks. It's that.
It's wine and Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wow. I saw somebody mix. They don't like wine, but I saw them mix Coca-Cola with red wine. It wasn't bad.
I don't like that person.
But I... And you heard it here, folks. We shame on me, the podcast with built-in judgment.
Yeah, other people. Sorry.
Episode 7. Don't know what the title's going to be yet.
Don't know. I had a lot of wine last night. We were out for dinner. We were at a fondue place.
Mm.
And what I got to say is that dinner was probably, it was probably like 2.5 hours long in total. It was awesome. Like, the food was really good, but it was really fun to have, like, an experience of dinner. Because, like, I feel like I get in the habit of going out for dinner, and you're out for, like, an hour, maybe. What?
I was looking to see if you had a water cooler.
Okay, sorry, I muted, so you didn't have to hear me talk about water again.
It's okay, we're cutting it anyway, because you muted. If you didn't mute, I wouldn't have cut it, since you muted.
And it was really nice. It was like so much fun to have a full like experience, had some drinks, had really good food.
Yeah.
It was just a good time.
Family, friends, or just you and Stefan?
My mom and my brother and Stefan and I, because we were in Banff together yesterday. Yeah.
Fondue.
It was awesome. It was
what
delicious.
Are the fondues and don'ts that you have to share?
If you put your stick in the fondue pot, you can't let it like, how do I describe it?
Fall in?
It's got to stick straight up and down. Because if it's like going at an angle, it's hitting everyone else's fondue sticks. And then when you try to take it out, you're like more likely to like take out someone else's.
It turns it into pick up fondue sticks rather than just eating your fondue.
So you got to have it like straight up and down.
Were you doing like the savory and the cheesy?
We did cheese. Nice. We had 3 courses of fondue.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Well, 3 courses, but one had 2 types of fondue. We had a cheese and vegetable fondue for the first one. Then we had like oil, some meat.
Yep.
And then we had chocolate.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
It was really good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It was delicious.
I'm glad you had a good time celebrating my birthday.
Yeah. You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank
Weren't you.
You
supposed to do something this weekend for your birthday?
I went to a rave on Friday.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was fine.
Was your outfit good?
Yeah. It wasn't like the most...
Not convincing me right now.
No, I'll show you a picture. You'll be like, wow, that is too...
Listeners, follow our Instagram and maybe you too will see the outfit.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not the
I'm
full
looking
outfit.
At Dredd right now because this is Dredd's job.
But that was...
Oh, cute. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
It, but honestly, maybe it was my vibe that was dictating the rest of the vibes. But it was just like, you know, the last couple times I was walking around and talking to people, and it was just like a smaller event this time around.
Okay.
And, yeah, just was different. But did a lot of ass shaking and things like that.
Great.
And then, yeah, just... The darkness crept in.
As it does.
And you know, you try to shake your ass through the darkness and you end up shaking your ass through the darkness. And then you're disappointed that you
couldn't escape the darkness with the ass
shaking.
That
you couldn't escape the darkness and that you have the idea that you're supposed to always escape the darkness and that the darkness isn't supposed to be dark. And then you cry a little bit about it. And then you feel like, wow, okay, well, I feel silly. I feel embarrassed for being embarrassed.
Oh man.
Don't worry. I'm
Are you okay?
If it's one thing that I gained from my family, it's the ability to endure. So I would have been dead by now if I didn't have that.
Jesus Christ.
Shame on me for being honest on our own podcast.
All the hope. Yeah, you know what? I like the honesty. I appreciate it. Okay. Should we get into topics?
Yeah.
Dredd, what do you got for us?
Dredd, can you speak into the mic, please? No? Okay. Well, Three topics from your friend.
From a dedicated listener. Okay, does your friend want a shout out?
Actually, they only... Okay, you can...
Okay,
you
what's can, her name?
Sophia! You get to pitch 2 or 3 topics. We might not do any of them, but...
Thanks
you
for
get
listening,
to, you
Sophia.
You get to pitch them.
We
have a
You're
Google form
listener.
That our producer completely lost track of. So if you want to send
your
in topics,
is
you can't.
Just kidding.
Okay, hit us with those topics. Ash Trevino. What does that mean?
I don't
mean,
know
though?
Who that
Ash,
is.
Ash Trevino. Are they two? Is I'm this gonna, two words? Ash Trevino. Ash Trevino.
I'm gonna,
next topic.
I don't have TikTok.
How to get over a situationship.
Okay.
Gun.
Jesus. Question answered. Asked and answered.
Who are we using it on? I don't know.
Oh, my. Okay. What's the third one?
There were only two.
Okay.
How to get over a situationship. The same way everybody does. You know how. Yeah.
I'm just looking up who Ash Trevino is.
As much as we do a lot with relationships.
TikTok's most disturbing mom, Ash Trevino, is insane. What?
Oh. What?
I'm so invested now. I don't know
who this
is. Does
Sophia listen to the podcast?
TikToker Ash Trevino's explicit mirror selfie goes viral.
Oh, we're talking nip?
That's what I want to know. Okay.
I didn't realize we were aligned on our nipple curiosity.
Well, I want to know what the explicit. What does this, the Express Tribune say is explicit? Texas-based personality dubbed the crazy inmate hopper or prison inmate dater. Oh my God, I'm invested in this story now.
Ashley Trevino.
Yeah, gained notoriety for her habit of dating inmates. Oh. Wow. That is, okay, that's what I want to talk about.
Wife and mom-to-be.
She posted a semi-nude mirror selfie showing her only in her underwear with the caption, "Miss my old body." Okay. I'm trying to, there's too much to
If
get
there's
into.
Anything that Shrek has taught me, it's that your old body is still in there, just layered.
Like an onion.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to talk about people who fall in love with inmates. That's a good topic.
I'm listening.
Getting out of a situationship, be honest with yourself. That's my, I think there's a lack of honesty going on.
I want to know how often we're crying.
In a situationship?
After the situationship.
Probably a lot.
But.
After your every encounter with the situationship?
No. More like, I don't want to. The situationship is over. Oh, we got dogs barking. Mm-hmm. So, my read on the question, how to get over a situationship, is not how to break off a situationship.
Oh, okay. Different reads.
It would be how, once the situation is over. Yeah. Oh, me? Mom? Me? Am I?
You She's talking in trouble.
To me? You talking to me? Big bark. Big bark. Once it's kind of over, how to get over that.
I was thinking more on the breaking it off.
I say don't break it off.
If
don't
you listen to Nick Viall,
don't stop believing in love.
Don't text your ex. Happy
don't
birthday.
Stop believing in love. I believe in all of you.
Don't stop believing in love. I think being honest with yourself. Also, knowing people don't change.
God damn.
I think there's
what
this
talking
hope
about?
In situationships that the person, the other person, because there's always one person who doesn't want a situationship and they want a relationship and they're just lying to themselves about the other person eventually changing their mind. That person's not going to change their mind.
Can I be honest here?
Yeah.
Sophia, I'm speaking directly to you.
Oh, this
was a terrible fucking question.
Oh, my goodness. Don't alienate our listeners.
It's so nonspecific that we are just not talking about anything now.
Okay.
Because
okay.
You've got your take. You've got your read on it. I've got
True.
My read on it. And we're not actually responding to anything.
Okay.
We're responding to a vague idea that is so less interesting to talk about in vague terms than if we were actually talking about a specific thing.
Okay, Sophia, give us a really specific situation.
Yeah, call in next time.
Yeah.
We'll ask you about the feelings that you have on it, the thoughts that
True.
You have on it, the behaviors you have on it.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me.
That's true.
Because situationships are the lifeblood of society.
Of the modern world.
I mean, Janet.
Did you just say my name?
I did. Your real name is much better than your fake name.
Yeah, obviously. When I told people my fake name was Janet, they were like, why out of all the fucking names in the world did you choose Janet with an O? I was like, you don't get it. You don't get it. You'll never get it. The Catan gods chose it.
Hannah's mother wanted to name her Janice, or at least had the idea for Janice. And then once we saw Hannah.
You went with Hannah.
No. It took, I don't know how long it took us
to name her.
To land on it.
After you had her. Like you had her probably. At home and you still didn't have a name.
Like it was probably very quick.
Mm.
Or, you know, I don't even really remember the timeline. Like,
interesting.
I think we saw her and then brought her home in that trip. Is that true?
I wasn't there. I'm not Hannah's mom, so I don't know.
On the day that we got Hannah, though, her mom had to go to like a bachelorette or like wedding shower.
Okay.
So we picked up Hannah, dropped her off at the wedding shower. And then I had Hannah all to myself, and I had to like drive with her on my lap.
Aww.
And she was sleepy. And
this is a good segue for Rue's adoption story, which is on my list of topics. Yeah, well, just in general. Sorry, Sophia, we kind of derailed off your questions. We might
Sophia,
come back.
I love your engagement. Please leave us 5-star review and a review. It really helps other people find us in Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, wherever you get your
podcast.
However, give us something to go off of. I need more. I'm looking for more. Because I think that's where we can really shine.
At some point in the last half hour, Stefan texted me and said, getting demonetized for sure. So I don't know what it was he was responding to, but...
Within the last half hour, I think I said gun sooner, like too soon for that.
Yeah. Oh, true. Okay, Rue's adoption story. Let's go.
I'm listening.
So I went and got a tattoo on August 30th.
Was it of Rue's face?
Yeah, before I got her, I manifested. No. On August 30th of 2 years ago? How long have we had her? Something. 2022, maybe? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yep.
And I was telling the tattoo artist, she was just asking what was going on in my life.
Mm.
And I was like, I want a dog. I'm trying to convince my, at the time, just
lover.
Boyfriend.
Lover.
Yeah, lover.
In a dangerous time, COVID.
True. To maybe 2023.
Rue, come on, dog. It's okay.
She's got feelings about it. We're talking about her. I think it was maybe 2023 now that I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Anyways.
Riveting.
And I sorry, listeners. And I was saying, I want a dog. My partner said that in September we can start thinking about getting a dog. And this was like the end of August. September 1st comes.
Labor Day.
And
wait, Labor Day?
Maybe.
Not Labor Day.
And my best friend texts me, and she
Charlena.
Her sister-in-law works on the reserve at the police station.
Uh-huh.
And she had texted, her sister-in-law had texted their like family chat being like, we just picked up all these puppies. So then my best friend texted me and was like, look at these puppies. They're mm-hmm. sitting at the police station right now because the shelters are full. And I was like, those are some cute fucking puppies. So I text Stefan, totally not expecting anything. Like just mostly because I text him pictures of dogs all the time. Not expecting a single thing. And he was like, okay, I'm going to be home in half an hour. Let's talk about it. And I was like, let's fucking go. Let's go. So we go for a walk and we're talking about it. And we land on, I don't remember exactly how the conversation goes, but we land on going to see the puppies. And in my head, I'm like, it's game over. Mm-hmm. It's game fucking over. We're coming home with a dog
like
today.
Masterminded it.
I was like, oh my God. So we're getting a dog. There's just no way. So I'm like talking to my friend's sister-in-law. Like I know her too. So I'm texting her. She's sending me pictures of the dog. She's telling me like, because I really wanted a girl. She shows me the picture of Rue. Maybe we'll post her on Instagram too.
I don't want dog penis around.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drud, you got thoughts?
You got thoughts on dog penis?
Fine with dog penis. Okay.
I think she said she agrees.
Well, she should get a microphone if she wants to actually have her words properly
represented.
Yeah.
And it was like there's all these big fluffy puppies and then this cute little baby girl lab with their cute little face, and we're getting pictures, and Indy is like, if the bylaw says that if you come today you can just walk in and take the dog because the shelters are full. So they're here until at least the end of the day. Okay. And you can literally walk in, won't charge you anything. You can just walk away with the dog.
This is my dog.
Hmm?
Is this my dog?
Yeah. So we like go to the pet store. We get a few things because we didn't know we were getting a dog that day. And then we go and they're in a jail cell because that's the only place that they can keep them. So
should've seen it coming.
My friend's sister-in-law like takes us to the back. We open up the cell and all the puppies are sleeping in there. And some of them are so sleepy, they don't even lift up their heads. And Rue is just like WWE wrestling her brother. She is like smacking him down, pinning them, just nutty. And I'm like, that's the dog I want. And too close to Rue, and I won't grab it now.
Yeah.
And she's so tiny compared to the rest of them.
Cute.
Definitely had a different dad than the others because she looks so different than the rest of them. But she's just vicious. I'm like, I guess that's the puppy we're getting. So we grab her. We get her in the car. She pees on top of me immediately. It's really great. And we're driving. And the first, we're going to go to the vet right away. Mm-hmm. And we're like, man, she could have a lot of health issues. Because, like, when you get a dog from the shelter, at least they've had vet checks.
Mm-hmm.
No vet checks, nothing. Yeah. They just found them that morning.
You know, you need the Canadian Senate in all your decisions as some sober second thought. But honestly, no, it worked out.
No, it's fine.
Follow your heart.
And, yeah, the vet's like, yeah, she's healthy. She's fine. So we, like, bring her home. We give her a bath. We feed her. She doesn't eat all her food. And I was like, do we magically have the lab that doesn't eat all her food?
This ties into my topic.
Okay. And then we have a picture of her laying on her side and her belly is huge. So it just turned out she was really full. And now she eats everything. But that's the story. It was meant to be.
Yeah. I love that. I love how it like happens right on September
1st,
right when we can start thinking about getting dogs.
Literally, like, and literally me saying too, and that was the other thing, the tattoo artist was like, yeah, you just need to start like dropping hints and like you really need to be manifesting, and then it happened.
Yeah,
now we have a cute little dog.
Yeah, well, big dog.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. I really hope I never have to listen to that. I don't want to hear what that actually sounded like.
Okay, what's your topic?
So related to like, wow, did we just get the one lab in the world that isn't just going to eat everything? My topic is related to hubris.
Okay. Oh yeah, there was a lot of that going on for me when we first got her.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like we might just have the
same with shedding. This like dog doesn't shed. It's perfect. Turns out lots of puppies don't shed, which I did actually know, but...
Hannah shed more as a puppy than she sheds as an adult.
Yeah, and Rue sheds a lot now.
I think it's like a...
Either or.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But I was a little worried when Hannah was shedding because I was like, I hate this.
Yeah, you don't like dog hair.
I gotta just... This is my life now.
But I'm in love with the dog, so... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And we had like... tried to get so many dogs before that I was like, I think it's just time.
Yeah.
We bite the bullet. Mm-hmm. So should have named her Bullet. So on Monday, I think it was Monday or Sunday or something like that, I had seen something posted on Instagram and it was just like a tweet. RIP to everyone killed by the gods for their hubris, but I'm different and better, maybe even better than the gods. And so I reposted that. I posted that to my story. And then that
on
day,
X?
No.
Oh.
I saw it on Instagram.
Okay. I was like, are we on X?
Could you imagine being someone who is you or me calling Twitter X in the year of our Lord 2025?
That's true. I'm sorry. Shame on
what
me.
What does this mean about you?
I was shocked that you were on it. That's
No.
Okay. I don't know what this says about me. I'll do some thinking
about it. It's
probably bad. Yeah.
So I see this on Instagram and I post it to my story because that's...
that makes more sense.
Really resonated with me. And then later that day or the next day, I was making some bread and I was like, you know, the way that I've been making this bread lately just like hasn't been working. Okay. It just leaves a bunch of like going back to the no need bread. I was like, it seems like I have too much flour because when I try
full circle.
Exactly. It always seems to like get weight, like there's not enough water here. And so if there's too much water, then there's too Or there's not enough water. There's too much flour. So I'm like, maybe I'll just reduce the amount of flour. And like I do it. I cut the flour down by half a cup, still use the same amount of water. I mix it all up. It's like pretty, it's a good consistency in my opinion.
Okay.
And then I let it rise. I go through the whole day thing and then I bake it. And this fucking thing is just the densest piece of shit that you've ever fucking seen. And it like doesn't rise at all. And I like bake it for extra time because I'm like, this is going to be so fucking wet. And so like really realizing the hubris that I have of like, wow, you know, humans have been making bread for potentially thousands of, like not even potentially, thousands of years.
One of those foods.
And I've really dialed in the ratios and really know and how to fucking make bread. And I've made three loaves before.
And you're like, this can't be right.
Three loaves incorrectly that I'm like, well, I guess I know what's best.
I
know how to make this bread in a way that's even better than literally everybody who has ever come before me.
Yeah.
So lesson learned. And today I made a really great loaf.
So there you go.
It's huge.
And I bet you followed the recipe.
Oh, I did follow the recipe, and I like got some help from a nice old lady on YouTube who showed look at that.
Oh, it looks very pretty.
You can post that to socials, Dredd.
It's just going to be our personal socials just spilling into the blog.
Yeah, I like that.
I would like to go back to the fact that you are sharing quotes on your stories on Instagram.
What else are you doing on Instagram?
Because I do feel like that is the most millennial use of Instagram in the entire world.
I don't know if I would have ever phrased this as a quote. I would definitely say a tweet.
Yeah, either way, though.
But what? Like, what are you following on Instagram? Do you not follow, like, meme pages?
I follow a few. Meme accounts? But they're, like, my least interesting follows.
Well, I'm going to say something that might be difficult for you to hear.
Oh no.
We may be different.
Oh no.
We may not use social media in the same way.
No.
But yeah, I got a lot of that shit popping up. And even it's just like all the things that get pushed to me.
Yeah.
So
that's
if I see something that resonates, who am I to deny that? Who am I to not let everybody know my struggles with hubris?
True.
If I don't give myself permission to repost a tweet
what the
that's
proper
on Instagram.
Not the proper use. I didn't like that. What the actual use after that would have been posting stories of you trying to make bread, changing the recipe after thousands of years of a recipe, and then realizing that it was wrong.
How do you make that into a post?
Stories. People do that like, have you ever followed an influencer? That's all they're doing. Posting about their bread and espresso art.
Oh, you follow influencers? I don't follow influencers. That's pretty gross and disgusting.
You are an influencer.
Thank you.
I mean, we have a podcast, so.
We do. A successful one.
Successful.
We've made 6 episodes and are recording our 7th. I don't know if anybody's aware of that.
Yeah. We haven't talked about it at all.
No.
No.
But, you know, the concept of hubris and trying to, like, all of that shit, I feel like it really ties into, like, the whole Jinx situation.
Okay.
And where, like, you know, for me, trying to know the Jinx rules, is that also just my hubris? Or is it other people's hubris that they don't think that they're affected by Jinxes? Arguably both, but I choose to focus on the latter.
Perfect example of a Jinx the other day. My mom told me the story yesterday. She was talking to a friend, and she said to her friend, man, I haven't fallen at all this winter. Because she gets pulled over by her dog sometimes.
Dumbass.
So she was like, man, I haven't fallen at all this winter. 30 seconds later, ate it. I was like, mom, do you not know what a jinx is? It's like, that is when you knock on wood immediately. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess so, because I fell immediately after I said it. I was like, it was a mistake. It was a rookie mistake.
Yeah. You have to give credit
to the universe.
Yeah.
Give it back. Say, yeah. I know you have power here.
Yeah.
And knocking on wood is acknowledging that power.
Where does that come from? What is that?
I don't know.
Because I think it works.
And you knock on your head, listeners, just in case you didn't know. If you don't have wood around you, knock on your head.
Well, how wooden do you have to, because your head is wood.
That was
you're
really
making
loud. That was so loud. Like knocking on your drywall of your house, not going to cut it.
Not going to cut it.
No.
That is not the sacrifice. That is not the respect that needs to be paid.
No, that is not the respect.
But yeah, because it happens a lot in our line of work where you'll be like, I hope nobody shows up today. And I'm like, God fucking
it's a good
damn
thing
it.
Our supervisor isn't listening right
Knock
now.
On wood, because like you just guaranteed that people are going to show up.
I think I'm getting
up.
Better.
Oh, yeah. It hasn't happened for a while.
I think it in my head sometimes, which I don't know if.
Thinking it in your head is okay.
Okay. Okay.
That is like, that's not against the rules. Okay. Is there anything that you do after you think about it in your head?
Sometimes I knock on wood, even if I just think it in my head.
I like that. But a lot of people on our team are not aware of the jinx rules. They will just straight up say a jinx. And
Dredd
I don't
is
know
one
why.
Of them sometimes. Dredd jinxes herself like a lot, I feel like.
And there are so many times where I don't want to call out the jinx because calling out a jinx can also be a jinx.
Yeah.
Especially if the person who's already said the jinx isn't really aware of the jinx.
Mm. Yeah. Does it still apply if you don't know it's a jinx? I guess so. What power do you think? I'm wondering if the knocking on your head thing is like, it's like put yourself in a little bit of pain. And then I know that you feel bad about
stupid,
what you
stupid,
said.
Stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is that what the knocking on your head is all about? Is like, oh, you hurt yourself a little bit. Okay, I'll take this. I'll accept this rule. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's a little bit of like, there's got to be some kind of symbolism there. I don't know what it is. I'll consider it for a whole week and see where we get back to. I'm seeing that tree spirits and pagan beliefs, many ancient cultures, including the Celts, believed that spirits and gods resided in trees. Knocking on wood was thought to either summon these spirits for protection or prevent them from hearing a boastful statement and bringing misfortune.
Okay, I can see that.
So why do I...
Are you on ChatGPT right now?
Of course. Okay. Knock on my head to knock on wood. It'll be... will give me the answer in 2 seconds. Substitute a playful, humorous variation of a superstition. Did you know people used to like eat mice on toast for something? It might have been,
ugh.
I think I saw it was like to help with like bedwetting.
Like full mice?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. As like a remedy? Yeah. Are
I don't
they cooked?
Know like I don't think people are just eating raw mice. I assume they'd probably also try to gut them first.
It's gross.
Yeah, yeah. But I also wonder, like, okay, so say you're wetting the bed, and then you have to...
What age is this becoming a problem also? It's like you turn 12, and it's like, now you got to eat the mice on the toast. It's too long now.
It probably varies. But you are wetting the bed for some psychosomatic reason.
Yes.
And then you're forced to eat mice on toast.
Yeah, that's
and then
fix
your body
it.
Is like, I don't actually want to do that anymore. I am going to figure out how to not wet the bed.
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me, even though it's absolutely crazy.
I mean, but also like if you're a psychopath, I don't think eating mice on toast is going to change you being a psychopath.
Are you saying that psychopaths choose to pee the bed?
No, but it is one of the, there's a, what's the triangle called?
Psychopath is not a modern term.
Yeah, it is.
Janet. Yeah. No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
It is a debated term.
Maybe okay. Maybe I'm thinking of sociopath.
Sociopath is the one that's outdated. It's
correct
now just antisocial personality disorder.
Psychopath. Antisocial personality disorder.
Yeah, it's debated.
Some experts still use psychopathy.
Yep.
But they're losers.
Widely debated. But there's a triangle.
Sociopathy is the former.
Google the triangle. Bedwetting, fire setting. And
bedwetting, fire.
Killing animals.
Setting, killing animal. Triangle?
Yeah.
Triange. The McDonald triad. Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats to McDonald.
Yeah, that's the...
Heard he had a farm.
That's when you're diagnosing a psychopath. That's one of the things to look.
I'm diagnosing a psychopath.
Well, okay. I'm using the "your" in the general sense. When a human being is diagnosing another human being with psychopathy, that's one of the things you look at. The McDonald triad.
Heard, bird.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like a good place to end. And on a high note.
And on a high note. Dredd, you got anything else to say? Are you happy you're here?
Dredd is looking into the sun. They're okay.
They're okay.
They finished their latte. They might have
they
had
did
some
a lot
twigs.
Of texting.
A lot of texting. Anything going on that we need to know about? No. No, nothing going on.
Do
why
you have
would,
some
why
ideas
Why would there be anything
content
going on?
From this episode?
What?
For content? Yeah. That's not our job.
I'm so
social
confused.
Media content.
Social
That's
media
That's what I'm
content.
Talking about.
Yes.
Dredd has ideas. Do it.
Personal Instagram. Okay.
It's going to become Dredd's personal Instagram.
Dredd's personal
Dredd
Instagram.
Does not have a personal Instagram, so I can see this podcast really.
This is how Dredd gets back into Instagram.
Becoming an outlet for Dredd's personal.
So many people are like, I'm abandoning all of these platforms. Dredd's like, this is my
aim.
End.
I know. I can't leave Instagram. Put too much work in.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, are you leaving Instagram? We'll leave you with that. Listener.
Oh.
Are you morally leaving Instagram? Or like us, do you not care enough?
I am proud of the ethics I don't have, so shame on me.
Yeah, I just don't care that much about Instagram and Meta.
And I think the fact that you don't care that much and are like pretty apathetic about it makes this really fire content and just a really great and passionate conversation.
Yeah. Obviously.
Look at us ending on another high note.
We're really being inspiring, empowering.
How to leave a situationship. Make them fall in love with you.
Make them fall in love with you. Get
pregnant.
How to
leave a situationship.
Just kidding. Don't do
Follow
that.
Follow the tarot cards. All those no hashtags.
My answer was funnier.
Whatever. Wait, you're... What?
I said get pregnant. And you didn't even laugh.
Yeah. How to get over a situationship?
I guess that's not.
Make them a father.
Get your revenge by getting child support for
just
the rest
like,
of your life.
Just like get into that breeding kink and let it buck.
Oh my God. Okay. Well,
I'm not signing off. You're the one who has to sign off.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.